أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah 99, Al-Zilzal, The Earthquake, Medinan Period. Title: The Surah's title is derived from its opening word, Zilzalaha, The Earthquake, Period of Revelation. Opinions differ as to whether this is a Makkan or Madinan surah. According to Ibn Mas'ud, Atha, Jabir, and Mujahid, it is Makkan. This stance is supported by one report on the authority of Ibn Abbas. As opposed to this, Qatada and Muqatil speak of it as Madinan and cite another report attributed to Ibn Abbas in their support. Abu Sa'id Khudri's report, cited by Ibn Abi Hatim, is also adduced in order to designate it as Madinan. Abu Sa'id Khudri states that as verses 7 to 8 of this surah were recited, he asked the Prophet, peace be upon him, whether he could see his deeds, including major sins. To this, the latter replied in the affirmative. Upon this, he exclaimed, "Woe on me!" However, the Prophet, peace be upon him, reassured him, pointing out that each of his good deeds would be equal to 10 good deeds. Since Abu Sa'id Khudri was a Madinan and had come of age after the Battle of Uhud, this surah is dated as Madinan in view of this report. However, we have already explained how the companions and successors talked about the circumstantial setting of Quranic verses and surahs. Their statements on this count are not to be taken at face value for dating. It is likely that after coming of age, when Abu Sa'id Khudri heard this surah for the first time from the Prophet, peace be upon him, he may have had made the above query, expressing his fear. In his report, however, the same is narrated in such a way that he posed these questions when this surah was revealed. In terms of its content and style, this surah is unmistakably Makkan of the early period when the articles of Islamic faith were articulated for better appreciation by those living there. Subject matter and themes. Life after death is this surah's main concern. On this count, it makes special mention of man's deeds, which will be laid bare on the Day of Judgment. Verses 1 to 3 relate how the next life will be caused by Allah, which will bewilder man. In his life, man did what pleased him without ever thinking that even insensate objects would testify against him. The earth will declare, by Allah's command, all that man has done. On that day, people will come out of their graves in throngs, and their record of deeds will be given to them. These will be accurate and exhaustive records, leaving out no good or bad deed committed by anyone.